May the peace of Jesus be ever present with us all, heart dwellers. These last few days have been intense in spiritual warfare, and the enemy hates this channel with a passion and is trying everything in his puny power to stop the messages. So thank you for your prayers. They really do make the difference. Ezekiel and I and our relationship to one another was under attack, and I'll share with you how the Lord delivered us from the evil that came against us. First, I began my time with him, "Lord, do you have a message for us?" And first, I want to say, "I'm sorry for being so upset, Lord." And he answered me, "As if you could help it." Well, I tried not to be upset. And he said, "That didn't work, did it?" "No." "Then you prayed together. That worked, didn't it?" "Yes, that worked." "Well, they hate that." He's speaking about the demons here. When you get sideways with someone and both of you stop and pray together, that is the most hateful thing you could do to the demons. And of course it worked, and they had to go. That's because Ezekiel does have dominion over you in the spiritual realm. I'm happy to say that they are gone, and he can put them to flight any time. Wow, I needed to hear that. Well, it's true. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to open to you many aspects of spiritual warfare that will make your prayers more effective. What the enemy has meant for evil, I intend to use to teach you all how to handle opposition more effectively. The first thing to remember is that where charity and forgiveness abound, there's healing. Where contentiousness and self-will, self-assertiveness abound, there's injury. My brides, it is by your behavior that you open or close doors. When you are docile, kindly, and humble, you leave little wood to put on the fire. Where there's contentiousness, pride is stimulated, and every evil springing from pride, especially having to be right and downgrading others. This leads only to more injury. It takes two to fight or disagree. And here where he's talking about by your behavior, being docile, kindly, and humble, he admonishes Ezekiel and I both. So it's not just a female thing, it's a male thing too, to be docile and kindly and humble. It's the fastest way to pull the fuse out of something. Jesus continued, "Many marital arguments do not have anything to do with the subject that comes up. It is the underlying hostility that is repressed, that the demons stomp all over. Until there is more communication going on, only wounding, and who can wound the most until the other backs down, will predominate. There are in the demon world very special demons under the demon of division that are assigned to couples to cause division. Whenever you feel an interruption of brotherly love, you can be sure some door was opened and the demons who were waiting for permission came charging through. Not only do you need to identify the door, but clean up the carnage and dispatch the demons to the abyss. Yes, you may dispatch them to the abyss. I've given you the authority to trample on scorpions in my name and with my blood, and these are the most powerful ways to rid yourselves of them. However, if you're not walking in substantial virtue, they will come right back." And here I wanted to interrupt for a moment and just say that once the door is shut, the Lord sends it to the abyss. And I'm not real clear yet if we can do that or not. This is after I've written the message. That's a question that I have for the future when I'm listening to the Lord. He continued, "Today Claire was hit with grief and sorrow. Previously, Ezekiel was, and many, many of you on the channel have experienced that. Now I want to make clear that I do allow sufferings for aiding in the salvation of souls. And right now we are experiencing a tremendous influx of conversions from the Middle Eastern peoples who've been misplaced. I'm talking about authentic conversions. so you may need to be carrying a burden for them. Grief and sorrow are very powerful deterrents to keep you from exercising your gifts or even taking care of your duties. It can come from outside circumstances or infighting that should have been avoided by yielding to one another. When you have these feelings and there is no substantial reason behind them, it is good to suspect demonic assignments. It is also very good to search for an open door. Were you critical, disrespectful, ungrateful? These attitudes begin as little seeds which quickly grow roots and spread down into the soil of your souls. If they are not immediately neutralized by repentance and apology, they take root. You brood and even fall into self-pity, and they spread their fibers like a cancer. Soon a breakthrough into the evil realm is made, and a door has been created through which they may come and go with ease. They're vicious and care only for one thing: destruction of all that is good in you and in your relationship. This is where great wisdom and determination are required to avoid this trap, to avoid sowing the seeds of discord. One may yield to the other but have serious hidden resentments that have been building up over the years. And so no matter how much you apologize or they apologize, there's a long-standing history of injury that easily reopens the previous deep emotional wound, allowing your very life force to slip away into the hands of these demons. And he's told us in another message that they do collect life force from us, emotions, feelings that have an energy field, and they collect this and take it away from us. He continued, "You come out of these episodes emotionally, mentally, and physically depleted and demoralized. If you could see the condition of your heart, you would see open wounds, bruises and abrasions, even broken hearts with effluent splattered all over them. This is not the product of the one who you disagreed with. This has come from demons who were sent to divide and conquer. And when they are done, they leave their excrement in your heart to undermine its integrity and set you up for further wounds and wounding. But not seeing the real source, you begin to blame one another, which opens another door of judgment and condemnation, and the enemy again gains entrance. The very relationship that was meant to be your strength is then turned into your downfall. Oh, they're very clever and skilled at destroying relationships. There's no integrity there, only underhanded, below-the-belt punches. I wish to show you how to avoid these tragedies and put the enemy to flight. But first, you must find out where you opened the door with your sinful attitude or action. This is only for those who are serious about serving me. I'm telling you these things so you can have joy in your marriage, but it's not easy. It will require a lot of work on your part, on both of your parts. Know that your enemy is not your friend or your spouse. It is most often a group of demons banded together to cause the issues. They set you up, jumping on you and your spouse simultaneously. They lie in wait for the perfect opportunity when you're tired, sick, or frustrated with your work. Then they cause these tiny fractures, which if you are not vigilant to take care of immediately, become wide open doors. So what he's saying here is they cause a certain kind of discontent that causes us to fall into judgment, anger, impatience, something like that. And when we fall into it, then we've opened a door. So what he's asking us to do by taking care of these tiny fractures is the moment you start to feel anything like that, stop and rebuke those demons of division. Stop and take a look at your attitude and repent if you've allowed anything in. The Lord continued, "Remember, my dear ones, You are in a war, and the object is to steal your joy and set you up for destruction. Knowing these things, you are wise to examine your heart, your words, and your actions, and confess any sinful attitudes. Keep those doors tightly shut. If you do fall, repent immediately. If necessary, ask forgiveness and pray against the demons. They, not your spouse, are the source of all your troubles. But remember, you have the power to keep the door shut and not to open a door with your attitude. So keep your hearts pure, full of kindness, brotherly love, loving one another more than you love yourselves, and they'll gain no entrance. So keep your hearts pure, full of love, patience, understanding, and long-suffering. Love one another sincerely and from the heart. This is your best protection against the enemy.